Bankrate.com senior financial analyst. Happy first day of spring, Greg.
Thank you, Tony. Happy spring to you as well.
Some interesting information from Bankrate.com. Only 50% of Americans are confident that the economic recovery will continue throughout 2012. A lot of folks in Michigan have been encouraged, but we're still a little standoffish, if you will, Robert. Or Greg.
You know, I think that really sums it up. I mean, we've seen some encouraging, I think encouraging is the right word. We've seen some encouraging economic data in the past few months, particularly on the job front. Some of that is resonating with consumers, but not enough. As clearly, only half of consumers feel that the economic recovery is going to last throughout the year. And, you know, the troubling aspect of that is that our economy, 70% of the growth comes from consumer spending. So if only half of the people are buying into the notion that this economy is truly recovering and it's going to continue, and, half of the people may be holding back on their spending, that becomes a headwind toward that economic recovery and could ultimately become a self-fulfilling prophecy.
But, Greg, as you're right, this is kind of the half glass, half full, half empty situation, because even though some people are a little skeptical, some are spending now.
Yeah, I think the big ingredient for people, I mean, what we have seen is that people, they are taking note of the improvement in the job situation. And I remember a few months ago when you and I were talking, and it was, you know, what do we really need to get this economy going forward? And I said, jobs. The hub of the wheel is jobs. When we start to see a more substantive and consistent job growth, that's going to be a step in the right direction. We've started to see that. I think that started to resonate with consumers. Consumers are actually, they feel more secure in their jobs now than they did 12 months ago. So we've seen the needle move. I think the next step is that has to translate into more money in the paychecks. You know, the one-income household goes back to being a two-income household. People start to get a pay increase, or they start to get more hours. At the point where people have more spending power and they're feeling secure in their jobs, they feel they can get a better job, at that point they not only have more money to spend but become more willing to spend it, and I think that's the next step economically.
And looking at the poll numbers, 13% were very confident that economic recovery would continue throughout 2012, 37% were somewhat confident, but then you get to the 26% not too confident and the 22% not confident at all, and we'll continue to watch to see if that trend changes. And I guess if we were going to bet on the lottery, which way would we go?
Well, a lot of that, really, I think, going to hinge on things like gasoline prices. A year ago, when gasoline was knocking on the door of $4 a gallon, we found that more than 60% of Americans said they had cut back on their discretionary spending specifically because of those higher gasoline prices. And then here we go again in 2012 with rising gasoline prices. So I think we have to see how that's going to play out. The more money that people are pouring into the gas tank, the less money they have left over for other things, going out to dinner, going to the movies, whatever. And again, that can be another headwind for the economy. So I think how people are able to absorb that, and if they are able to get some additional income, then they'll start to feel better about their finances. But until that happens, I think you're going to see this glass half full, glass half empty, a fair dose of skepticism on the part of many Americans.
And finally, Greg, in checking out the website, the one thing that sticks out at me is education, because those who are less comfortable with their savings and debt report, lower net worth, overall financial situations that are somewhat challenged, and that those folks tend to be age 50 and up, have no more than a high school education, and have household incomes under 30 grand a year. So you have to have money put away for retirement, and you have to be educated and have a good job.
Those are some of the clear distinctions that we see, that higher-income households feel a lot better about their situation than lower-income households. And along those lines, households that have a higher level of educational attainment, they also feel more secure. I mean, you look at the unemployment rate by educational attainment, those with a college degree, the unemployment rate's like 4%. But those that have less than a high school diploma, unemployment rate's like 13%. So it's a big difference.
Greg McBride is Bankrate.com senior financial analyst. As always, Greg, thanks so much. Enjoy your day.
Thanks, Tony.